here on my birthday, I'm opening up to the heavens. I'm opening up to the abundance. I'm opening up to the bigger game. And most importantly, I'm opening up to the next best version of me. I'm opening up to realizing, acknowledging, taking responsibility for what the thoughts and the beliefs are that I don't desire to be there, but doing what it takes to transform them.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
What is up, beautiful queen? Happy December 22nd to you. Today happens to be my birthday. So thank you so much for being here in the Divine Living community and listening and celebrating and just being the amazing, exquisite queen that you are. You know, queens attract queens, and it is just, not only is it a privilege and an honor to be on this journey with you, it's just so necessary for women like us to stand together, to journey together, to laugh and live and cry and thrive together. And so today I am hopefully celebrating from the beautiful island of St. Barts. I am pre-recording this episode in the hopes that one of my bucket list dreams has come true, that I am frolicking along the beaches of St. Barts. So if COVID didn't keep me away from that, check me out on Instagram. I'll be sharing with you all the behind the scenes, especially for those of you who love a tropical island. I have always just been, had such an allure to this island mystique of this particular island. You know, if you know me, you know I love me some South of France vibes. And this is a lot closer than the South of France, this French-owned island in the Caribbean. So, what do I want to say about this birthday message? I think that my great wish is that we all allow so much more beauty and bucket list and bliss vibes into our lives, into this coming year. I am 48 today, and it's taken me a hot minute to, however, I'm happy that I'm here now, at least I did arrive on some level, to just really get that we don't have to say yes when it's maybe, or even a no. And there's been so many things that I have just really given myself permission to say, you know what, that's not a fit for me, or no, that doesn't feel good, or, you know, I'm just interested in something else. And I feel like I am shedding such layers by just being so committed to whatever the full yes is, whatever the like, oh my gosh, that would be amazing. Like when I have that experience. And I must admit that this process is not yet completely filled with certainty. So I want you to know that I'm definitely on my journey with it. I've at least gotten to a place where when something is not feeling good, I'm saying no or setting a boundary or removing myself from the situation, or just giving myself permission to make a decision that feels good to me, that feels great. I should say it feels really good. What would feel great is if I had even more certainty. And that's something that I am cultivating. And I'm conscious too that that is the next key and piece, because the underlying reasons why, and maybe you feel the same way on this, the underlying reasons why we say yes to offering a program that we're kind of interested in, or saying yes to working with a client that, well, we sure do like a lot, but, or saying yes to doing something for your adult kids or your partner or boss or whoever, where you're like, sure, yeah, I can do that. Like, that stuff is what I am consciously saying no to. However, I now have to build up a belief that the secondary gains that I used to get from that stuff is going to come in the form of attraction from the vibration of what I desire. So meaning when it's like, you know, I don't know that that client, though, is awesome and cool and I love and respect that human, it's just not the right person for this particular program, let's say. And trusting then and having certainty that either the right people for that program will appear, or if I'm not meant to do that particular program, then that income will be replaced by something else. And so in whatever way this really relates to you, I just want us to be together in this. Like, let's give it a try. I know for me, it's really requiring me to deepen into my spiritual practice, particularly on the subject of trust. Like, okay. Like, and what I do is I play the whole tape through. It's like, okay, if I'm meant to do something, then it's meant to feel good. And if I'm not meant to work with a particular client or do a particular program, and that doesn't feel good, then that the universe isn't going to line it up that that's the only way that I'm going to make an income. Does that make sense? Meaning, like, what I'm deepening my trust in is like, okay, there's a certain type of client that I'm lit up about working with and serving. And there's a certain way in which I'm lit up about serving that particular client. Then I must also continue to cultivate the belief that the financial support is meant to come from that avenue as well. Basically, it's us women getting out of the belief that we have to do something that we either don't like or only half like to be supported or to be supported financially. And this is that I'm just not happy about it. I'm willing and more than available to be transparent in this area that so much of my programming has been do it whether you like it or not, or do it because it's responsible, or do it because that will make the money, or do it because it's going to make someone else happy, or do it because it's going to have someone else feel safe or please someone else. And one of the blessings of taking another year around the sun is like, you know, I've been there. I've done that. And most of the time, it's worked out okay. There's been great stuff and there's been not so great stuff. And when I say the not so great stuff, there's been great stuff and then there's just stuff that I would choose to not relive or repeat. And so what that's doing for me right now is opening up this whole space for new, this whole space for next level, this whole space for deeper faith, greater trust. And I gotta believe the epic life, right? Because the epic life isn't in the, well, half of it's good and the other half is like, meh. The epic life is like, ta-da! Yes. Yes, queen, yes. And this is what I'm devoted to, like deeply discovering, because I desire to have a deep knowing that this connection with spirit is so guiding me, and that I can completely trust when something feels good or a red flag goes up, that those are direction indicators that I can rely on and count on. And for me personally, I'm getting myself out of the second guessing. I'm like, well, like, am I being too rigid about this? Or am I being too critical? Or am I being too naive? Or am I being too hopeful? As in like hope addiction. That second guessing is really boring to me. I'm not interested in that version of Gina. I'm interested in the version of Gina who can identify, ooh, there's a red flag, or ooh, that's a bullseye, regardless of the appearance, because faith is the evidence of things not seen. So I guess what I'm learning and exploring here is it's a deepening my faith path. And I think that, you know, I've heard, you've heard, we've heard these words before, deepening your faith, deepening your faith. And it's another thing to really be confronted with it, like to understand that right now, this is my divine assignment. And it feels a little awkward and foreign because so much of the time and so much of the way that I have come to rely on manifesting is on me goal setting and me intending and me impressing upon the universe and like kind of like me feeling like I'm the one to make it happen. And like you, I mean, like, haven't we done this? Like, we've done it and it's worked. And it can happen again, but I feel like it's just kind of run its course. I'm just interested in so many new experiences in 2021. I'm craving that like lightning speed, crystal clear spiritual connection. I'm devoted to deeper faith and deeper knowing and deeper wisdom. And typically I like things that are all about speed and instantaneous gut instinct, instantaneous gratification, all of it. If it requires going slower, I'm willing for that too. Like I just want what's true. I just desire what is joyful. And I'm so committed to not settling for good enough or even great, but full on epic. And I think what I'm realizing here in this moment is that I've gotten to great with a certain amount of gumption and a certain amount of like human energy. And I do believe in this moment that so many of my desires, they're so out of my reach that it will require the miraculous. To get to that level of epic or what I define as epic, it will require such a vortex of spiritual connection where I am accessing infinite intelligence to be able to bend time and space, to be able to know what the right decision is, to be able to move with my instincts, to be able to trust these desires, to get so great at receiving, to allow it in and becoming the vibrational match to the desires so that this becomes the new way of life. This becomes the consistent way of life. This becomes the deep knowing so that even when things aren't working out exactly as I desired, I 1000% know that my good is coming to me. My good is coming to me. My good is coming to me. And that's what I crave for you as well, for all of us women, that you know that you know that you know. You don't have to second guess. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress. You don't have to get by on crumbs or pennies. But that all of us together get to be financially supported, doing what we love, living out our destinies, being a massive contribution, and that this is the new normal. That this now becomes the new standard that little girls and teenagers and other women who may not know as much as we have been privileged to, been exposed to, are now seeing like, oh, wow, it's not no pain, no gain. It's not work harder and put in more hours and then you'll make the money. It's not so many of this old mentality about what's going to get you to that next level of success. And when I say success, I mean joy, contribution, happiness, just dancing in life as it was designed to be. So today I choose to say yes to the glory, yes to the dazzle, yes to that what seems so invisible, but at the same time is so clear. That deep connected trust, like trust that I don't have to be the one to figure it out, and neither do you. Trust that I don't have to go into massive action to make it all happen. And neither do you. Trust that when I show up to do the work that is in my heart, that I'm passionate about, that I'm obsessed with, that's joyful, that the right people will take notice and come and be part of that. And the same for you. And trust that these higher levels of financial abundance are not just meant for other people. They're meant for women like you and me, where we get out of the scarcity, that where we know that we know that we know that every resource that we need, financial and otherwise, to fulfill the destiny, it's there. It's there. Trust that we get even greater and quicker and better at becoming the vibrational match. Because we've learned, and I've shared this before, and it's in, I got it from the book Ask and Is Given by Esther Hicks. There's three steps to manifesting. Three simple steps. One is that you ask. And only 1 in 100 Americans even know what they want, by the way. So when you ask for something specific, you're already in the top 1% of humanity. Number two, every ask is always answered. That is law. So whatever you just asked for, it's already been given. It's already been given. And what she says the third step is for us to receive what is being given, we must become the vibrational match. So that means we clear out the limited thinking. That means we clear out the worry and the stress. That means we clear out the old neurological pathways that have us so conditioned to think that we can't have, or we have to work harder and toil our lives away, or that it's not possible for us, or the who am I? And that we become the vibrational match that says, yes, I believe. Yes, I have faith. Yes, I know I am worthy. Yes, I choose to receive. Yes, I'm available. Yes, and thank you. And so it is. No longer do we need to wait for retirement, wait for all the traditional ways, put the down payment on the house, like whatever the stuff is, unless you are being divinely guided. So let's open ourselves up to being the vibrational match. So how do we do that? This is the amazing part. It's so fun and it is so feminine and it's relatively easy. The hard part is believing that it'll work. So being the vibrational match, getting into that, let's do that right now. I want you to envision, I want you to imagine something that just is just so yes for you. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. And I want you to ask for it right now. Just go ahead, ask God, Spirit, Universe. Okay, we know that every ask has already been given. That's been done. Now, what is the opportunity for us to be the vibrational match? Where is the disconnect in our thoughts or our beliefs? I can already see and feel mine. The old programming would say that can't happen. It's too hard. Not for you. Maybe one day, maybe way far out in the future. You need more time. You don't have what it takes. Can't happen. Well, then, thank you, brain and conditioning, for that very clear and concise dissertation on exactly what the gap is between me currently and me being the vibrational match for that which I desire. So now I get to go to my blissipline work, where it is absolute bliss to reprogram those thoughts. It's absolute joy to choose a different belief. It's actually fun to be creating a new and next level consciousness within me to be that vibrational match. Because this is my programming, and whatever programming you got going on doesn't mean you need to stay here. Doesn't mean I need to stay here. Doesn't mean that this is the end point. This is the transformation point, as queen is what I'm telling you. So let's start transforming these, we'll call them gap thoughts, and start choosing the thoughts that I want to think. I can have what I want and I can have it now. Oh, yes, that feels better. I do have what it takes. This is for me. I am a child of God, which means I'm available for miracles. There is no order of difficulty in miracles, and I am asking for a miracle. So much better. I believe that miracles are available to me. I believe that the next pieces that must come into place for this manifestation are available and are available to me now. I know that this manifestation is my destiny and is meant to flow through me. I mean, doesn't that feel amazing? Like it's, and then this is what we cultivate over and over, hour after hour, day after day. And if you're sitting here telling me like, Gina, that sounds exhausting. I'll tell you what's exhausting. Watching other people live the life that you want to live, being in financial struggle, not getting somewhere new and graduating to the new level. All that stuff is an energy drain and it's boring and it's exhausting. At least it's for me. So here on my birthday, I'm opening up to the heavens. I'm opening up to the abundance. I'm opening up to the bigger game. And most importantly, I'm opening up to the next best version of me. I'm opening up to realizing, acknowledging, taking responsibility for what the thoughts and the beliefs are that I don't desire to be there, but doing what it takes to transform them. And that is auto-suggestion. And then that is feeling good. And that is choosing a different thought. And that is believing consciously what I desire to believe, not just what got planted in me and living on autopilot. So thank you, God, Spirit, and Universe, for this birthday gift of awareness, for this beautiful, incredible opportunity to know that I don't need to be stuck and neither does anyone listening. That truly, the desires of our hearts are meant to be manifested. And that we have the power to change those thoughts and beliefs so that we are genuinely in the co-creation with you, in the sense that we are making ourselves available to receive. We know that we have free will and we have the opportunity to unconsciously just go through autopilot, or the opportunity to awaken and acknowledge that today we choose a different thought. Today we feel a different vibration. Today we are creating the certainty and the faith that this absolutely can, will, and must be our reality. Feels so much better. Queen, I desire us all to take a stand for greatness and live in confidence. It's such an attractive feature on a queen. It's such an attractive feature. And really be relentless on your behalf. Don't exhaust yourself in the process, but don't give up too quickly either. Like, really allow yourself to call in, to claim with power and love and authority and certainty that absolutely, 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 that you will not self-abandon. You will not stop before the full and complete manifestation. You will continue to believe. If you get knocked down, if you get distracted, if you go on a detour, then you get up and you readjust yourself and your crown and you keep on going and you keep allowing yourself to be in such high vibration that the universe doesn't have any confusion or any choice but to deliver. those high vibe dreams, but to see you as the shining queen that you are, knowing that you know that you know that you know that you know. And I remember in the earlier days of my business, I was sort of complaining about like why I had to do something or whatever. And Glenn said to me, Gina, if it were that easy, you know, everyone would do it. This takes perseverance, queen. You know, this is what gets all of us out of mediocrity and the masses. This is what has us rise above all the old patriarchal programming that has conditioned us to play small, that's told us that we're not enough, that has limited our own view of ourselves and our self-worth and our capacity for greatness. And today we say no more to that. Today we open up. Today we know that God can provide all. And we stand in this and we ask for this and we do what we know to do. You know, there's a line in the Bible that says, when you've done all you can do to stand, then stand. And I want you to stand in the vision of this desire and stand in the belief that you 100% know that this is possible and available. Just like, and if you got to say it over and over and over again, because that belief is wobbling, like, say, I am not stopping until this becomes the reality. I am not going to quit talking about it. I am not going to quit feeling amazing and like so excited. Yes, 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 yes. And seeing it not as it is, but as it could be. You continue, queen. You continue because the universe has eyes. And right now, it's time for us to see ourselves in our glory, to see ourselves in our manifesting power, to see ourselves in abundance, to see ourselves giving us permission to live authentic lives, whatever that looks like. You're not too much for anyone. You're not too much for me. You're not too much for God. You might've been too much for your family. You might've been the bigger thinker, the bigger dreamer, the contrarian, the seeing it differently. That's the way you are designed. So live it and love it and own it and open up. You don't need to beg or grovel anymore. You don't need to pretend that barely enough is barely enough. You get to know that in your glory, in your queenhood, in your greatness, that yes, queen, for you, absolutely all things are possible. So unapologetically close out 2020 claiming that you give yourself permission to live your best life, whatever that looks like. You get to do you. You get to be you. And who that is precious and adorable and profound and wise and inspiring. So my love, if you are interested in joining with me over the next 6 months to be in a super elite, high vibes, incredibly chic, elite group, I want you to check out my La Dolce Vita Mastermind. You go to divineliving.com/La Dolce Vita. It is such a passion program that I am so clear that for the right women who are already at six figures or multiple six figures in your business, who are super positive, who are completely high vibe, who are only interested in moving forward in the direction of their dreams and completely committed to bringing them into reality. I'm going to be honored to be the mentor for this small group of women into the first 6 months of 2021. You can check out all the details. This is the very last week to get your applications in. So if you've been hearing about it or thinking about it, or maybe it's even the first time that's come across your path, go check it out right now at divineliving.com/La Dolce Vita. Like I said, it's very intimate. It's very high vibe. It's all things yes, where I'm going to be taking the best of me and my spirituality and my personal development and my business prowess over the last 20 years and pouring into this group. And if it's for you, then let's get your application in and we'll see you in La Dolce Vita if it all matches up and is in alignment. All right, gorgeous. I hope that this episode has been such a blessing in your life. And if you are looking to further elevate your life and discover the unapologetic art of dreaming big
and manifesting your most fabulous life, get a copy of my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, today. It's filled with 20 page turning chapters. This book is designed to unlock your truest potential, reprogram your mindset, and have you living the life you've always imagined. You can get it at divineliving.com/book and dive into all things queen today.